This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Ask Shelley. Ask Shelley. This is the part of the show where you email questions to Shelley that you would never ask her to her face. All right, so let's ask Shelley.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by
Papa Joe's Smoke Shop, Virginia's largest selection of American and locally made bongs and glass pipes. Visit PapaJoesVB.com. Papa Joe's Smoke Shop, where everybody smokes happy.
Could you fix that for me, please?
Yes, I will.
Thank you.
Make sure.
I really appreciate that. Yeah. Thanks. Every Monday, right around this time, you send your questions in to Shelley at FM99.com. She does a little research and gets back to you in a segment known as Ask Shelley. We've literally done this for the better part of 20 years, probably.
Yeah, that's true.
Does that seem to be about right? 15 years, anyway?
Yeah, I've been with you on the morning show since about 2007, so, yeah.
Okay. And I think that this for me, anyway, is getting better and better because a lot of the nonsensical questions have dropped off and gone by the wayside, and we're actually getting good questions now. What happened?
It's funny because there's like a trend. It's like you hear somebody ask a question about poop, and then everybody emails about poop.
Right.
So then for weeks, we're stuck on poop, and thankfully, we've moved past the poop.
We have. We think.
Yeah, right. Although I did just say it, so.
Way to go.
Yep, there we go. All right. I like these. Letter number one, dear Shelley. I'm going through receipts. It says I'm going through receipts for a friend. Totaling the costs of a project. Some of the receipts have extremely faded ink. One is completely blank. Now, it's pretty well known to take pictures of your receipt because the receipts fade out. Why do they come in disappearing ink? Is it a plot by companies to reduce the number of returns? Interesting. Thank you, Shelley, dictated by my loyal slave, Siri, signed Michael.
Well, the answer is it's the cheapest way to do it.
Yeah, it's the heat paper, right?
Mm-hmm. According to You Ask, We Answer, receipts are typically printed on thermal paper, a chemically coated paper that produces text and image when heat is applied to its surface. This kind of paper is susceptible to heat and UV light, though. Extended exposure to these elements ultimately cause gradual fading. They go on to describe it in detail, the chemical reactions with like scotch tape, how that will speed up fading, and using an iron will turn it all black. So why is this what a receipt is printed on? It's very low cost. And the equipment used to print it is super low maintenance since it doesn't need an ink cartridge or like
right.
a ribbon or anything.
Mm-hmm.
They do say you can restore it, though. First,
oh, I've never heard of this.
Well, there's a couple ways to try to.
Okay.
First is to scan it and digitally restore it, like using Photoshop or something, try to enhance it.
Okay.
They say, second, if that doesn't work, you can set your hairdryer on low or medium
yeah.
and then blow hot air towards the back of the receipt.
Okay, not the face, but the back.
Yeah, it should darken up the text. The rest of it will start to get darker, too.
Yeah.
They say you can also use the heat from a light bulb if you don't own a hairdryer, that allegedly works.
All right.
Yeah, but regardless of the heat source, don't try to apply the heat on the front. It'll cause the whole thing to turn black.
It'll just go black, right.
And then finally, they say there's mobile apps that are specifically made to recover faded receipt paper if you really need it. I say just email it to yourself.
Yeah.
That's the way I don't even get an actual receipt anymore.
Oh, really? You send yourself the emails?
It's almost, yeah, pretty much everywhere I go.
I'm not against that. If I were using these receipts for like a business purpose, I think I would take the email every single time.
Yeah, and a printed one. Like, I'll take them all. Like,
but by the same, it's like, I don't want to stand there and punch in my email address. And mm-hmm. it's just like, it's a pain in my ass.
Mm-hmm.
Just give me the receipt.
No, it's when you wish you were just one@gmail.com
yes,
or something. Yeah.
Why did I ever put down daddy's little girl? Yeah, whatever it is. That only came to me because of letter number two. Dear Shelley, where does the phrase out of the blue come from? Signed, Daddy's Angel, XO. Hello.
Well, it's either got to be from the sky or from the sea, right? That's where my brain went with
this. That's what I think. Yeah.
And it's from The Surprise of Lightning, or more specifically, a reference to the unlikelihood of a thunderbolt coming from a clear blue sky.
On a clear day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The earliest known use of out of the blue is from The Spectator of London on the 22nd of February, 1879. It's the beginning of an article titled The Times. It's about the Army of India. It reads, "Twice this week, The organ of Her Majesty's government has fired off articles so completely out of the blue that it is difficult to believe they are uninspired.
That's the first known use?
Yep.
Interesting. All right, so the organ is some sort of a like newsprint or some arm of the government.
Yeah, I just like that they say the
I
organ
know.
Of Her Majesty.
Yes.
Yeah,
know, Her Majesty's organ. I wish it could strike like lightning.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. All right, finally this. Dear Shelley, I know this is something I could Google, but I don't want my wife to see it in my phone. So I'm going to ask you, who started OnlyFans and why? Was it supposed to be all porno, or did we take it there because that's how everything on the internet goes? That's a good question. Signed, Brad. I think given its name...
Yeah, well,
some clue in that context.
Actually, OnlyFans was launched in September of 2016 on a platform for performers of all types to provide clips and photos to followers for a monthly subscription fee.
Okay.
So that was the original goal. A guy named Tim Stokely founded the company alongside his older brother, Thomas.
Yeah.
And with the help of a loan from their dad, mm-hmm. who told Tim this was going to be the last one.
It's the last time I lend you money.
His brother became the company's chief operating officer. His father's the head of finance. Mm-hmm. 2 years later, a Ukrainian-American businessman named Leonid Radvinsky, who owned a site called My Free Cams, acquired 75% ownership of OnlyFans. Uh-huh. And it was at that point OnlyFans became focused on not safe for work content and, quote, gained a pop culture reputation for being a hive for pornography for sure. The Guardian describes Radvinsky as a U.S.-based online pornography veteran who largely chooses to avoid the media. Forbes revealed in the late 1990s and early 2000s, he ran a number of websites that claimed to provide illegal and hacked passwords to porn sites. Including ones that were advertised as being the hottest bestiality sites on the web. So you have that, and now we have all the foot fetish videos they could ask for.
Wait. Wait, bestiality websites have a hierarchy? Like some of them are not as hot as others?
Well, this one features too much, you know, horse for me.
I figure one farm duck's the same as another farm duck.
Well, that shows what you know.
Clearly. Oh, my God. Come on, man. You know, I was just reading an article about...
No, really, I just read the articles.
No, really, I do it just for the articles.
It was written by the duck. It's...
Yeah. You can't believe it. It quacked me up.
Hey, everyone.
It was about some people's really bad journey to the OnlyFans side. Because there are apparently talent agencies that help you put these websites together and help you do the posting and stuff like that. But they take in a ginormous cut of your profits on top of what OnlyFans takes like 20-25% right off the top.
Wow.
Just for being on their platform. And then you pay the talent agency another 20-25%, whatever it is. And apparently they're just, you know, they're scrupulous.
Yes.
Yeah. Unscrupulous, I mean.
Either way, it's bad.
I would guess anybody that wants to rep you in that sphere is really not concerned with your well-being.
Yeah, probably
you know
not
I mean?
So much. Yeah,
no, they just want their money.
I need you to get there and do this with the hottest bestiality site on the web.
On the web. All right, so 366-9999. What is the hottest
Oh, my God.
I can't believe there's a hierarchy of this. Oh, my God. It's the hottest, you know. Some of them are pretty lame, but this one's pretty hot, I got to say.
I love I put all the work in Ash Shelley, and that's the takeaway.
There's
a hierarchy of bestiality sites.
Who knew? How could you ever know that? I'm not finding that out. Every week we do this. Yeah, we appreciate that, too. If you have a question... Send it to Shelley at fm99.com. Like I said, every week we do it. It's Ask Shelley. We do it every Monday right around this time.